Hi, and welcome to the Five Word Prayers Daily, a five-day-a-week daily devotional where we share the word, prayers, and our heart. I'm Lisa Whittle, and I welcome you to just 5 minutes with me, which I trust and pray will be 5 minutes well spent. Well, we open this week thanking God, and we're going to close this week praising God, really just for who He is and the fact He's kept us breathing this week, right? Goodness, I'm thankful for that. It's Friday, and I want us to consider this a praise party to take us into the weekend, because I am sure Jesus gave us weekends as a gift. I know He gave us Sundays as a gift, and I like the idea of going into this weekend praising Him as a collective group of five-word prayer listeners. You game to join me? I've always liked this verse in Psalm 22, "But you are holy, you who inhabit the praises of your people." It's a Psalm of David, and of course he's talking about Israel here, but we're His people as well if we've given our heart to Him. And so to think of God setting up residence in the praise I offer Him, to camp there and dwell there and live there, lets me know these prayers of praise must be among the sweetest to Him, and also bring me the closest to Him, which is something I crave. If we want to be close to the heart of God, we need to praise Him. This is where He's going to hang out. I hope you listened to Monday's show where we talked about what happens when we just thank God for Him. Such a powerful exercise in our family, and something I've thought about a lot lately in this tough time in the world where I think we are tempted to ask God for many things just in our stress and in our angst about what's going on, instead of remembering to praise Him for who He is. Because here's the reality about praising God. First of all, it changes who we are. Praise changes our heart. I've talked about on here before how I used to be terrified to fly. And as God was healing me from this, He showed me how you literally cannot fear and praise at the same time. And so every time I would become fearful as I was in the air, as I was flying on a plane, I would praise God. And the fear literally had to go. I physically felt this happen. The second thing is that praise changes how we see ourselves. You want greater humility in your life? Praise God. It's true. It's difficult to think highly of yourself when you praise God because of how we pale in comparison to the greatness of who He is. And when we praise God, I think we need to get specific with Him. Today's five-word prayer is this: praise you for your patience. Because today, I want to praise Him specifically for that, how patient He is with me. I've been reminded of that this week. How, were it not for the patience of God, I would be in serious trouble. But maybe you want to praise Him for another aspect of His character today. Praise you for your love, or praise you for your consistency, or praise you for your power, or whatever it is. You insert whatever word it is for you there at the end of that five-word prayer today. And I want to challenge us all with this. Every day, as you begin your prayer time, don't start asking God for things until you've praised and thanked Him for at least one thing, and hopefully more. If He truly inhabits the praises of His people, like the Bible says, and I believe every word of the Bible, then I want to have Him setting up camp with me as I pray to Him and dwelling with me as I communicate. And so I want to facilitate that by praising Him and welcoming Him into our prayer time and space. I'm grateful for a God who's worthy to be praised. I'm grateful for the five-word prayers daily. And I'm grateful that once again, you've joined me to dive into scripture and prayer and just sharing our heart. This is such a special space for me. And I'm grateful it has become that for you too. We're going to start doing something really kind of unique on Fridays starting next month in May, which, by the way, we're already there. Can you even believe that? It's really true. Wow. These months just fly. I'm Lisa Whittle. I love you. I love Jesus most. He is everything, and may He be your everything today. We hope you've enjoyed this five-word prayers daily with Lisa Whittle. Remember, if you're not already subscribed in iTunes or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, you can always go to my website at lisawhittle.com or fivewordprayers.com and sign up for the Friday Five, where you'll get the week's worth of podcasts all emailed to your inbox. At just 5 minutes, it'll still take you half the time than the regular podcast to catch up on the entire week.